from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, before we get back to it here, we got our giveaway that we have going on. We're going to be doing this all week, by the way.
Yeah, go. What do you have?
The Great Country Show Stars and Strings is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We got a chance for you to win tickets. See Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word music to 20357. That's music to 20357. You could win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply.
Country music has absolutely exploded. I'm shocked. I mean, it sounds a lot different, don't get me wrong, but wow. It sounds a lot different, obviously, too, and a lot of people all of a sudden jumping in and, you know, singing country now. So
Hootie does country, right?
One of the guys switched over and had great success. Hope to get Darius on here pretty soon.
You guys are buddies?
Well, in a roundabout way, but it's hard to get him tied down.
It's like a mutual thing, like through Marino?
Yes.
Okay. They're buddies, right?
No, but I didn't want to say that, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So anyway.
He's a little more popular than you are.
Yeah, I mean, Darius, let's just say when Danny calls Darius, yeah, he answers right away. Like, he picks up the phone.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you. So our guy Pete Prisco comes on and says, Bills, Jets, Dolphins, which, you know, everybody's got their own thoughts and doesn't matter till we play the games. Really doesn't matter. And we'll find out the Bills week two, and a quick week two because it's a Thursday night football game. And then on top of that, well, we got the Jets twice at the end of the year, right?
If we
I'm
do.
Not mistaken.
We do.
Like, yeah. Part of those six games, right, is the Jets twice.
Yes.
If one, I'm not mistaken.
There, here. Look, man, it's fair what Pete said, right? I mean, I get it.
I know what everybody says.
The Bills should be number one. Regardless of what team
Why,
you're
but,
a fan
but
of,
you got to do. You got to do it. You can't just say it.
The Bills should be number one because they've done it every year. They find their way
yes,
to the top of the division.
They should, yes.
So the Bills should by default.
I thought
be,
you said Jets should do.
No, the Jets. No, I don't like the Jets. You know that. But the Bills should be number one. That's just fair.
I agree. I said Bills,
realistic.
Jets, Dolphins.
The Jets and the Dolphins, I imagine, will have a very similar record when this thing is all said and done.
So
don't
you're
you?
Well, this is what everybody's saying. So the Jets won seven games with absolutely no offense last year.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, if he stays
and
healthy,
Aaron's,
worth,
Aaron's
what,
good
three games,
to four games.
Games something
so
like that. Okay.
They're going to win 10 or 11 games. The problem is, if that happens, and you're putting the Bills at 10 or 11 games, then the Dolphins can lose some more AFC East games, which is
I mean, they could split with those teams, right? You beat the Patriots twice, hopefully, and then you split with those two teams. That's fine.
Yeah, well, you got to split.
But what you said, though, about that wild card thing is, you know, that would be a tough situation to have to go on the road again in one of those cold weather places and play a really good team.
If we finish third in the AFC East, there's a really good chance, if we get in, that we're getting in as the last wild card position and you're going against a really good friggin' team and it's usually in cold weather. Mm-hmm. You go, well, how do you know that, Joe? Because the last three times, it's been in cold weather. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Kansas City. And Kansas City took that whole cold thing to a whole new level where friggin' people were dying.
Well, at that time of the year, it's basically cold anywhere outside of Florida.
It's true.
Right? I mean, you leave South Florida. I mean, else,
I mean, you can go to...
It could snow in the north part of Florida.
I mean, if you get the Charger, Jacksonville, like, to be good, you know,
yeah,
a little bit better. But you're right. There's a lot of cold weather.
There's a lot
places.
Of cold places.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So regardless, you're going to have to play in one of those games. Hell, if you can't win those games, you're going to struggle down the stretch of the season anyway. Because they got a
good
few
point.
Of those, you know, the last six. But
well, you got to beat Jacksonville. I don't want to look ahead at Jacksonville, but that game, you've beaten Josh Allen twice. Is this his sixth or seventh year in the league? Which I think it's his 6 year. Does that sound right? 6 year or seventh?
Who'd
year?
You ask, Trevor?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Oh.
Anyway, we've only beaten him twice. And it just, I told you, like, you beat him at home. I mean, it's first of all, you got a win you didn't get last year, right? Because he beat you, pounded you at home in Buffalo, and then beat us here, the crazy finish to that game. So, you know, really, really need that game early on. That will take care of some of the Buffalo Bills stress of them winning two games every year.
So I was looking at some of these texts here while you were asking me that, and the guy says, we're looking at 0-3. As I've said plenty of times, we're going to be third place in the division. They're not going to lose their first three games.
So, so right off the bat, they have us what? Say it again.
0-3.
So we lose in Seattle?
We're going to be third place in the division, yeah.
I just don't see it. I know you're looking at the team right now, and, you know, we're talking about who's healthy and who's not, and we're worried about the 53-man roster right now. They're just a lot better than that.
All these people riled up about Pete Prisco, by the way. Like, Pete's, you know, criticisms of the Dolphins are all relatively fair. Like, I don't think he has an axe to grind with the Dolphins. I don't think that's
he's born and raised down here. He's an old Dolphins fan.
Like, he's a Jacksonville homer. Someone said he's a Northeast homer.
No, he's not. By the way, and if you know Pete's background, hell, Pete went to high school with my wife.
I know, you've told us.
And not only that, but Pete tells everybody, the greatest throwing quarterback. I watched him do a show the other night. He said Dan Marino's the greatest throwing passing quarterback I've ever seen. So he's an old Dolphins fan growing up and down here and, you know, kind of in our age group. Well, Danny's age group for sure. I believe he's in exactly in Dan Marino's age group, early 60s. And, so I don't think that's it. I do think he's bothered as an old school guy a little bit by the new way of doing things that Mike McDaniel. He's a little old school because we sat up there with him. And so he wants to see if this thing can actually work. But talent-wise on this team, you know, we'll see. Hey, he might be right. We'll see, though.
His prediction isn't, like, outrageous, though. Like, someone's like, what did Pete say last year? And nobody ever goes back and looks. Like, I don't know what he said last year as far as the division, but the division finished basically pretty similar to what we're expecting this year, right? Bills win it. Dolphins are there. Jets were kind of there. I mean, if they had Aaron Rodgers, they would have been there.
I'm kind of letting last year go because we were 9-3 and the Jets were 6-6, or the Bills were 6-6, well, you know, and went on and
that's how
won the rest of their games.
That happens.
So, it's – hey, man, you know the great part? This season's getting ready to start up, and
– we don't have to do the guessing anymore. We'll figure it out pretty quickly.
Nope. And we'll know.
About 2 weeks into the season, we'll know how things look.
And
right?
I've already said it, so you can say it again no matter what. If I told this is this team is now two of the best teams we've had in the last 20 years to go with last year's. And you can nail me at the end of the year if it fizzles. If it doesn't work out.
Nobody's hoping for a told-you-so moment here, Joe.
No. We have people that always do on the text machine.
Well, those people, you know, are in for a rude awakening because the quarterback isn't going anywhere. I guess that's what they want, right? They want a different quarterback?
Well, I just...
Tua's not going anywhere anytime soon.
We don't have to bring that up. Like, you have any other ideas how you can do it? Because if you do,
well,
there'd be a lot of teams.
They just gave a lot of money. So I'm guessing they don't have plans to move on from him anytime soon.
I don't know about you, but this guy that's been going around talking, he looks like Tua. Man, that dude's full of confidence right now. He different guy. He's taking ownership of the team, and it's great. It's great to see, man. It is great to see. And he gets what's at stake. He understands you don't just get that money, you know, for nothing. You gotta go out and show you're worth it, and it starts. It starts here in less than 2 weeks, man. Starting today, though, NFL deadline to get down to 53. Are we going to have anything that surprises you? What do you think? We have anything surprise anybody? Is there anybody that gets cut today and you're going, wow, I didn't see that one coming? And, man, I have looked over this. I have looked over this whole roster, and I just – a depth chart. Not a surprise. I look, if there is something, then I would say, does Jeff Wilson Jr., who is probably going to be the fourth running back with Jalen right now on the team. But I know Coach likes Jeff Wilson a lot, and I think Jeff Wilson, if they let him go, will get picked up right away because I think he's really, really good. Then you start looking around and at some of these other positions. Nick Needham, they let him go. Channing Tindall, do they say no to him? I don't think so. I think they keep a lot of the draft picks on the 53. And then the question is, the one, and it's not a surprise if they don't, is Jason Maitrie, Storm Duck, and Isaiah Johnson, the three rookie free agent cornerbacks. But I think they really like those guys a lot, but can they keep them? Can they keep them, or they put them on the practice squad and hope that they can stay around for a while? Tell you what, we got a lot of stuff to get to here today as we continue on in the show, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get back to it here, it's time for a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Market opens in about 10 minutes from now. NASDAQ futures down 80 points. Dow futures down 110 points. The S&P futures are down 18 points. And, Joe, there is some news trickling in here. A few players have been released here. Just a couple so far. Defensive tackle Robert Cooper is the first, it says here, of what will be at least 33 transactions by the team.
Yeah.
Coming from Barry Jackson here. Mike Harley Jr.
St. Thomas Aquinas, University of Miami,
and
wide receiver, yeah.
Isaiah Mack.
Yeah.
That is it for right now.
Had a chance. Isaiah Mack is of that group, had a chance.
So three of at least 33 is Barry Jackson.
Oh, they've got a lot more work. Robert Cooper from Florida State. Was a cup of coffee coming in late to camp here. When they needed some bodies. So, yeah, they've got a lot of work, man, as they start looking at this and trying to figure out how to do it throughout the day and right to the end, and not just here, but we'll start seeing the cuts coming in from everybody. I believe most teams are off today, if I'm not mistaken. Tuesday's usually a day off. Then I'm guessing they'll give them this weekend off, and then we get rolling. Get rolling next week, game plans, and get – ready for Jacksonville. And then, hey, man, don't sleep too long because 4 days later, we got Thursday night football. Jumping into the earliest Thursday night football game I can ever remember. And then we hit the road with the going to Seattle. That's a long-ass flight in the United States from Miami to Fort Lauderdale,
that's
actually.
That's the farthest Seattle. One, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That ought to be a fun flight.
But you got to go up there.
Better get a win, man. That flight back won't be pleasant,
gotta,
huh?
be really nice to be 2-0. You just the Buffalo one. Listen, there has been one team. It's a fact. It's not made up. They have owned us, Buffalo. You got to beat Buffalo at home. You got to beat Buffalo. Oh, you were shorthanded last year in the last regular season game, and you had a chance to win the game. You got to win that game. You can't give up special teams, especially when your defense is banged up. And by the way, the defense played their ass off in that game. You know, everybody talking about all those defensive pass rushers were out. They were done. You had nothing. And you lose that game on special teams on a return. Just cannot happen. And so got to figure a way. Josh Allen, since he's been in the league, has won all but two games against the Miami Dolphins, and one of those was his rookie season. And one more was what, last year or the year before? Really hot weather game down here, and we ended up stopping them there at the very end of the game. They ran like 90 plays. They're going up and down the field like a friggin' track meet, and we got a win.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing the fantasy football stuff, and they're going over the weapons that team has, and I mean, it looks like Keon Coleman's their top receiver right now. I don't know, but
oh, their other two guys, they're going to see Gabe and. In Jacksonville,
yeah,
and
Stephon
Diggs is in Houston.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. We've seen this with elite quarterbacks. They take their weapons away, and they're still really good. So I don't know where Josh Allen figures into that equation as far as elite quarterbacks go. But
I wish they'd stop this thing on TV, this who's under the most pressure?
To defeat Patrick Mahomes?
Or anything. Like, those guys are all under pressure. They're all giving. You know, Josh Allen got a lot of guys that still get on him. You can't win with Josh Allen. And I'm like, really? That's an interesting one. But he's got his work cut out for him with that group of receivers.
Patrick Mahomes didn't exist. I'm guessing Josh Allen would have been to a Super Bowl or two by now.
Probably Joe Burrow would have a chance to win one of those games. Joe Burrow's actually got a good record against Patrick Mahomes, which I didn't realize. Actually, when he's healthy, Joe Burrow's has had great success. By the way, nobody's talking about Cincinnati and how good they've been and everything with that team. So, anyway, this will be fun. By the way, coming up, Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast we had on early this morning, is going to join us. We'll have that for you. Really breaking down everything that's going on with this team. And they got a lot of work today, man, because they – The cuts, some of them are going to be easy for the team. You knew they were pretty much help us get through preseason football and played a lot of football, especially in the second half of these preseason games. So some of those guys are going to be easy cuts. But the guys that are injured and when they're going to be healthy, those are the interesting ones. What, week and a half out till your first game, and you got to get a read on, hey, when are you going to be able to run full speed? And there's four or five guys that haven't played football in a long, long time. Benito Jones is one of those guys. Anthony Walker is a guy that hasn't played football. Been really good when they started. When they started here, they were really good. And we're trying to figure out when you're going to get some of these guys back, when you're going to get your center back, when's he going to be back. Aaron Brewer, Lot of stuff there, and then, of course, the receiver situation with two of your top receivers, Eric Ezekama and Odell Beckham Jr. You got to figure out. So you got five or six guys. You know some of these guys are going to be on PUP, and you know that they won't be ready, and the team's not really counting on them and wasn't counting on them to be back. How about this one, too? When is Jalen Phillips going to be – when is he going to be back? When can you trust him to be back for 15 or 20 snaps? Are you going to let him play in game one? We really haven't seen him let it rip yet. He's gone in some drills, but I know it's nice to see him out there, but he hasn't been full speed. So,
you know, it's funny. We're getting on the text line here this morning. You know, people are ripping Tua for being 19th in the fantasy football rankings. And they're trying to, like, dissect why that is. And it's like, man, you know, fantasy football is not reality. Right? Anthony Richardson, the top, like, two quarterback in fantasy right now. people are drafting.
But they're taking him because of his ability to take off and run.
So I wouldn't look too far into that, man. Tua did lead the league in passing last year. So let's pump the brakes on that one a little bit.
But people in fantasy football understand that it's just total touchdowns. It's about running touchdowns just as much, if not more, than passing touchdowns, right?
Yes. And you can, by the way, interceptions are like a little minor inconvenience for fantasy.
So it doesn't affect. I didn't know that.
It does, but I think some leagues are different. I think it's like minus 1 point for an interception. So it's not like it's kind of whatever, right?
I'll tell you what though, if there's a guy that's not affected by throwing a lot of interceptions and turning the ball over, it's that guy,
Josh Allen.
He goes, "All right, you got me. Now I'm going to get you for two. All right, you got me. I'm going to get you back for two."
Was it over the weekend with Trey Lance at 5 picks or something? Do you see that?
Oh, no.
He threw 5 picks in a preseason game.
How about the whole Trey Lance thing? Gave up. San Francisco overcame that and hit a friggin' home run with a 7th-round pick and totally whiffed and gave up a ton. It hasn't affected him.
Bro, everyone looks good in the 3rd preseason game. Zach Wilson put up MVP numbers.
Yeah, he did.
In the 3rd preseason. Like, everyone looks good. Come on, man.
Well, I can't say it enough, man. I'm really interested, but this day, for everybody out there that's ever been fired from a job or let go, of course it doesn't happen around here at QAM, but for other places that you see people get cut, I mean, that's what we're talking about. The guys are going to be released and cut that have already happened. Those guys are it's a tough one, man. Today's a tough one. And it always has me thinking about you-know-who, Woody. Carl Tassif. He enjoyed it. He friggin' enjoyed it. How can you enjoy watching people?
You had some great stories on that guy today. You can go back. Our podcast is on WQAM.com.
In honor of Carl Tassif.
Go check out the podcast.
Is it okay to talk about people that have passed? Because great stories with them?
I mean, I suppose there's not much they can do about it.
No. I mean, a lot of people heard it. I see the comments.
They can haunt your nightmares, dude, or whatever, but I don't
think there's much you can do. Dude, you've said that. Well, of course I would. He enjoyed watching people get fired. He enjoyed it. All right. Hey, we've got Kyle Krabs coming up. We'll have that next. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.